I'm with Paul Nixon, coach of the Jamaica Telawars, and you're into the final of the Limacols CPL, and in the end it was pretty easy, wasn't it?
Stunning game of cricket, on a good pitch, probably the best pitch we've seen out here in the West Indies so far in the competition. We restricted them well. We thought at one stage we could be looking at 160, but guys bowled well. Nikita Miller outstanding again. You know it's a good pitch when Murali gets it into the stand a couple of times, so we knew we had the firepower. As long as we controlled that middle period, we got off to a reasonable start. After Chris got out, Chadwick took to the score nicely, played very positively, and we were in a good place. So we just had to make sure that somebody batted through that middle period. And Sangakkara, I mean, the guys are just a great, and they don't say great very often. 50 in Test cricket, he's got every option in this form of the game as well. And to have his coolness under pressure, helping our guys out in the middle, made a massive difference tonight.
That's what you said before the game, wasn't it? That you really wanted someone in those middle overs to control things, turn the strike over. And I guess that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, he certainly did. But the amount of times he got a boundary off the last ball of an over was incredible. It just took the pressure right off and take us into the next over. It just shows, we talked about these low-risk twos, the amount of twos that he ran. The guy's nearer 40 than 35. And, absolutely, fit as a fiddle, showing the young guys how to do it. But, Andre Russell's hitting at the end of the game has been just supreme. Yesterday, he lost two balls on the roof of the stand. Tonight, he thunderbolted one in there. Strike rate of, I don't know what, in the end. It was 500 last time I saw, but as soon as he hit the last ball, he knew it was out of the ground, which is wonderful. But we've got one more win. We've got to bring ourselves down now. We've had a great little song in the dressing room. But we know there's one more to do. We talked about coming here, winning three games in Trinidad, and we've got one more to do.
How would you describe that innings from Andre Russell? Because it was power hitting of the most remarkable quality.
He's just brutal. But he practices it. He goes out there, he throws, he works on his base, he works on his front shoulder getting into the ball. And he gets nice and low and comes through the ball. And this guy's 6'4", 6'5", and serious, strong athlete. And if he hits it half decent, it's out of any ground in the world.
Were you actually losing that game when he came in?
We were about par. We knew we had him. We've also got Vernon Philander, who's a serious power hitter as well. Jermaine Blackwood can clear the rope. So as can Carlton Ball. We've got a real nice balance. We're lucky that we can take Carlton Ball out of there and drop him down wherever we are in the situation. If he lost a couple more early wickets, he'd have gone in. So we've got a nice flexibility. But the guys have worked hard. We've put the hours in. We've put the draft in, and we're there now. We've just got to have one more win.
Guyana tomorrow, I suppose you could say, given their form throughout the tournament, they're probably favourites.
Yeah, they probably are, but we believe that we can win any game from any condition, in any situation. And under these conditions, these pitches suit us a little bit more than Guyana. Guyana were a ferocious team at home with the sticky wickets. That looks a really good pitch in the middle. It's a very English wicket and a very South African-looking pitch. Again, hopefully, we'll get, good score out there. The dew wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to get, which is interesting. Something to look at tomorrow night. But the guys are buzzing. It's about trying to bring ourselves down now. And focus, going to have a nice rest tonight. Trying to get to sleep as soon as we can. And rest up well for tomorrow and come back hard tomorrow.
Congratulations, Paul, and see you in the final.
Cheers, Brian. Thank you.